Joint practice today with the Commanders. We got a taste of what possibly the Miami Dolphins might look like. What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another collective. Two of the four of us are in Washington right now in TD and Omar. They're going to give us what they saw. Might be drastically different, might be kind of the same. We will see.
Ooh, that TD? Yeah.
I'm at the airport, man.
But first, we're going to shout out the sponsors, starting with Prize Picks. When you use that promo code HMA and you're a new user, you play $5, you get $150. When you win, we have faith that you will win. It's an extremely fun daily fantasy lineup, as well as you could just do picks. So go check them out. Click the link in the description. Use that promo code, as well as SeatGeek. Use that code COLLECTIVE10 for 10% off of tickets. Let's hear more about it. Shout out to today's sponsor, and that is SeatGeek. Love, love, love using this app. They have 35 million downloads, making SeatGeek the number one rated ticket app. They are more than 70,000 events listed. 70,000. And it ain't just sports. They have concerts, festival, and more. Super fun and easy to use. Use that promo code COLLECTIVE10 for 10% off your next set of SeatGeek tickets. That is 10% off any tickets with that promo code COLLECTIVE10. Go use the app. Again, linked below. Get yourself 10% off your next set of tickets, regardless of where you're going. And again, shout out to SeatGeek for sponsoring this video. Shout out. So, we're going to start with...
I want to hear what TD has to say.
TD's on the clock a little more than I am.
Well, yeah,
you know what's crazy? I've been waiting to hear what you got to say. That's the crazy part about it.
Because
Dolphins great, kicked ass all day. Dolphins sucked. There you go. It's a summary.
Let TD. What did you see today? What did you see?
Well, I think it's important for me to say this. Okay, I didn't come to Washington to see how many plays we could make. I didn't come to Washington to see how many plays we could stop them from making. There was one goal I had coming here, and that's to see if this team would get bullied. Okay, and I don't think we got bullied. I feel like they competed the entire day. Now, we got beat on some occasions, but we competed. Guys were hustling to the football, pursuing plays, and that's what I really wanted to see. At the end of the day, practice is practice, but you do take it with a grain of salt with a team that's, you know, has Super Bowl aspirations. They lost their quarterback last year, and that was the domino that hurt them. Had he been in, they would have been in the fray of things with everybody else. So I feel like we walked away with a win knowing that this team isn't going to be the team that lays down all season because of the talent that people feel that we lack on the roster. But again, I saw offense and defense, but I was forced to 100% see the defense. Okay. So I don't know about Omar, what part you watched.
I watched the offense. I started off watching the defense. So you got to change completely, go around to the different field to watch the defense. I had a pretty good view of to watch the offense. I had a pretty good view of the offense. I will say they did not get bullied. What happened was the run game was clogged. Malik Willis was harassed a ton. I've always wondered how fast he is. I got to see how fast he is.
Did you see the wheels today? Was it a different gear?
He got wheels.
It was effort.
A totally different gear. It was a totally different gear.
Is he still Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod can run now. Don't go act like Tyrod wasn't a scrambler in college.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Is he going to run for 700 yards this season? No, but he's going to get about 400. What I loved was he ran for first downs. There was nothing there for him, tucked it and ran right to where the first down marker was and stepped out of bounds. Don't take unnecessary hits. And that's so veteran. That's such a veteran move. get to the first down markers, keep the drive alive, and live to fight another day. So instead of you tucking the ball or throwing away, now the opposing defenses have to defend every single blade of grass, every single blade of grass, because he will take the ball. He will tuck the ball and run. Now, reason for tucking the ball and run is because he was under – he was being harassed.
Mm.
Now, I don't even feel sorry for him. The guy I feel sorry for was Quinn Ewers. Woo!
Yeah.
Quinn's life was in danger all day. And so it was –
Omar, was it a case where the first offensive line was okay and the second one was booty cheeks?
No, because Malik was flushed out a lot. There were sacks that were produced. They had something Chase on. He's a 9-year veteran. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like you know how Chop looks, and he moves. He plays in Chop's role. So it's hard to sit here and say he was beating one guy up because he was moving around. Sonny Styles. Like Sonny Styles, the guy size of a defensive end can move like a linebacker. Whoa. That looked like a football player. He gets on the all off the all bus team. Disappointing for me was the fact that I really wanted to see Chris Johnson defend Terry McLaurin, defend Stephon Diggs, defend what I know are real NFL receivers, $100 million NFL receivers. Did not get that today because Chris Johnson is sidelined with – we don't know what. We don't know why. He stood the whole practice with his helmet in his hand. I don't know. But I was hurt by the fact that he wasn't not practicing today.
So did you see that, Omar? Did you saw the defense at the beginning?
Did I what?
You saw the defense at the beginning.
Yes.
So that means you saw where it was targeting where Chris Johnson would have been, those crossers and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think they got a nickel problem right now, and I don't know how to solve it. That's what Jeff Hafley's get paid the big bucks for. Even with Chris Johnson, there's a nickel problem.
Mm.
That's something that the coaches need to solve, which is why you've seen so many guys added to this roster.
Yeah, and those dude, if they're playing zone on a crosser, then it's not necessarily on the nickel. It could be,
No. We're talking about, yeah, well, that's true too, because they caught us on a lot of blitzes early on. Like we would send a blitz, and then there'll be a guy coming across the middle, Jaden Daniels extending the play, finding wide open guys crossing. But I thought, Omar, like the cornerback coverage was solid at first, but guys were just making better plays on the football towards the sideline with those amazing receivers. But the coverage technically in a lot of cases was there. But mm-hmm. the safeties today?
Who, Dolphin safeties?
Yeah.
How you going to disrespect Dougley's Michael Taft, who deflected the final?
Well, that was beautiful. But outside of that.
A few good plays.
Yeah, I can't testify. Yeah.
They got toasted. It was always the safety because you could tell in zone coverage, the corner wasn't running full speed. He's veering into that section, passing it off to the safety. And safety's taking bad angles, making life easy for their wide receivers. It was and some of this stuff, it didn't even feel like it was football because it was too easy with these safeties not attacking the middle of the field, not being on the boundary when they know that's their assignment with a guy streaking. It was the safeties were an issue today. Except on that last play, he saved the game. I will say that.
He probably had a rough day because he was talking that talk at when the play had ended. He was like, yeah, I was like, I didn't know you had it like this. It was white on white crime. It was like it was. It was, he was in his face. Yeah.
That was a play, though. That was a play.
It was a play. It was a play, but yeah. I don't know. I can't testify what happened over there. All I saw when I got over there was a lot of Jordan Brooks tackles. It was like Jordan Brooks tackle, Jordan Brooks tackle, Jordan Brooks tackle. But that's no different than what we've seen for, you know, 2 years now. Offensively, Malik need help. Malik need help. And Caleb Douglas is all he got right now. And
Devon Achane?
Oh, I forgot about him.
He caught a few.
Did you notice anybody in particular on the offensive line who struggled among the starters?
I did not. I could not tell
you. That's the crazy part. Like, nobody really struggled. It's just
except Malik Willis.
I can tell you who on the second unit struggled and who on the third unit struggled, but the starting unit, nobody struggled.
Good analogy for you, Omar. I got it for you. Say they take 30 snaps, right? If Proctor takes 30 snaps and he gets beat on two of them, and Paul gets beat on two out of 30, and Jonah gets beat on two out of 30, but they don't happen at the same time. They're spread out. That's what was happening today. The O-line was good, but they also collectively were not good.
I don't know if I could say they were good because the quarterback was running, scrambling a lot. And I could tell Malik is not like, and this is it's funny I'm saying this because, you know, that was my criticism. I don't want scramble ball football. I don't. I don't like it. I don't respect it. You're not gonna play 17 games playing it. You're going to end up on IR doing it. He was not trying to do that. He was forced to do that. And Quinn was forced to do it too because Mr. James Esther, sir, you don't practice better. Your days are numbered. I'm not sure you make it out of Friday. If you play that game, the exhibition game, the way you practice today, you're not making it out of Friday, my dude. You're not there on Monday.
This is a defensive tackle the Dolphins claimed off waivers from Green Bay and turned him into a guard.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he looked like a defensive tackle.
Like a defensive tackle.
Playing guard.
That's exactly how I'd describe him. He looks like a defensive tackle.
So
this team needs O-line help.
The beat writers for Washington were praising Caleb Douglas. One of them said, Caleb Douglas has impressed me today. Seems like every time the Dolphins had a positive play, he's the one making it.
Yeah. He's the only guy Malik trusts, you could tell. Like, I don't – it's funny that you say Devon Achane poop, because is Devon Achane really practicing? He's in there, but is he really practicing? Is he really being
that's a whole element that people aren't realizing. You're getting a 20% Devon Achane. I truly believe I am not exaggerating or underrating. It is only 20% is what you're seeing out there. He's not running hard. He's just going through the motions.
Through the motions. Do you need to see Devon Achane in exhibition season?
No.
No.
And it seems like you don't really need to see him in practice either. Like every first play of 11-on-11s with Devon Achane, you know it's going to be an Achane run.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can promise you the first play of the preseason game is going to be an Achane run. Like, and then it's like, all right, see ya. I was here. Like, that's Achane. Like, he might get the first play, and the first play of the next 11-on-11 with the starters might be an Achane catch. And he'd be like, all right, it's nice to see you. I'll be over here. And I'm fine with that. Oh, Ollie Gordon did well today.
With the way they played today on offense, and then we'll get more defense, how many starters you think will play on Friday? Because it seems like Halfley kind of noted that. Like, we'll see how today goes, depending on how many starters play.
Everybody need to play.
All of them.
Everybody. Maybe I don't play Jordan Brooks.
Mm.
Everybody need to play. Offensive line, they got to tighten that up. Austin Jackson talked about it. It's a little plays here and there, and it's true. It's a little plays here and there. It's just, and just like TD said, it's one here, one there, one here. But those are the things that kill drives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up Ollie Gordon. He had a nice 69-yard run today, almost 70. Almost.
Hey, it's funny because I wanted to tweet that out so bad, but the way we were working, I didn't, and how difficult it was. I didn't think like, because I'm sure Commanders fan would follow me, they wouldn't get the joke.
They would have been like, "Oh, good."
Huh?
Is your phone service good on the field?
No, absolutely not. No.
Horrible.
Is it the same, like, same area that they have been, or is it like a new facility or something?
No, that's the same area they've been to.
Because that stadium is trash.
They got data centers everywhere. These big blue buildings and stuff, like data centers are everywhere up here. It's crazy.
Reception was bad, but nobody cares about my problems and, you know, whatever.
Like, no, but I care, Omar. I care.
Yeah.
CD, by the way, let me address one thing you said very early on. Like, your biggest concern was them getting bullied. They weren't bullied in Detroit last year. They got bullied in Chicago because the Bears kind of, like, went a little bit outside the norms and the standards and practices of joint practices. And against Detroit, they just got spanked by a better team. On both sides.
Yeah, but when they got spanked, that was like a 90-10. Like Detroit 90, Dolphins 10.
The definition of bullied is they got out physical. Then that, to me, that wasn't the issue against Detroit last year. They just got outplayed bad in the first of the two joint practices. And the second one, they got hammered on defense. Their offense was better.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't concerned at all that they would be like out physical to some. That playing hard and competing is not going to be a problem with this team. Talent's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely agree. Talent and injuries. When you start to get injuries, the drop off is going to be
bad. And now you got Zach Sealer who's out for
And they're building up. Building up.
Like, but when you look at this roster and what they're doing, anybody who's claimed, they might be getting. I mean, anybody who's waived, they might be getting claimed.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Oh, go ahead, Alan.
No, I was going to say, I wrote about this. They had 20 waiver claims in 2019. They're at 3 so far in 2026. And I'm going to guess they're going to get into double digits. I don't know if they're going to get up to 20, but I think they're going to get to double digits.
Well, real quick, we got to give Chop Robinson some love. He showed up today. I thought he was a constant presence. I was actually looking at him particularly because – I didn't know that Uche was going to practice, so I was disappointed when I heard Zach Sealer wasn't practicing, and I'm like, Uche not practicing? Oh, man, I was banking on the pass rush. When I saw Uche, that was a good sign. And he did okay today, but Chop Robinson was relentless to the point everybody up there, who was 44, and I would tell them, and they were like, man, he got a motor on him. And I just started watching them, and, you know, every other play, he created pressure. Every other play. And that second, about halfway through camp, after maybe like the second special team session, man, you just saw Jaden Daniels flushed out of the pocket on every single play. Jaden Daniels started to have to move like I saw Malik over there moving. And it was a thing of beauty. But the only problem was safeties, after about 8 seconds of a play, safeties were just allowing things on the back end to happen. And Jaden Daniels did look sharp today. I thought he made some really good passes, but Chop Robinson pestered him today and was actually at him all day. And that was beautiful because he's going up against, what's his name?
Coleman Wiley.
He was going up against a good player today.
Josh Connerly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he was really relentless, and that made me say, you know what, Chop, you have actually officially improved as a player. Like, it was a battle today, and he would that motor would not stop. He was up in that back, and then Jaden Daniels got sacked a few times too, but it was created by Chop. It was created by Chop. Chop would make him slide up, and then you'll see the big guy come and make the sack. But yeah, that second half.
Did Willie Gay Jr. practice?
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't know. I was told by David Ferones, who watched the defense, he didn't think Willie Gay Jr. He doesn't remember seeing him in there. It's hard. Yeah, Petiti, are you back? Do you know if Willie Gay Jr. practiced? Can't hear you.
He may have been out there, but I never saw Willie Gay today.
Yeah. I'm not sure Willie Gay's practicing, and I'm not sure he's going to be playing in the exhibition opener. So.
I heard the run defense actually did really well. They couldn't really run on the Dolphins' defense, from what I heard. And were they mostly passing because of the safeties doing horribly, or did they actually try to run and they just really couldn't advance?
They ran the ball a lot. They just didn't really go anywhere, you know. And sometimes it will pop for 3 yards, but. And the play's really over, but they keep going, and the people get more. But the run defense was fine today.
So overall, I guess you can't really say. I guess it was just average, you know. Is there anything to be alarmed about? Like, TD, after watching today's camp against another team, would you bring down your win total of the Miami Dolphins in 2026?
From 11 to 10 where I was, would I bring it down from the 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to agree with Omar here on this, okay? Now, Omar always brings this up, and I'd be like, man, they barely gonna play. My win total probably is down a game or two unless we get some better depth, like at the O-line. And tight ends are non-existent today. I don't know.
I don't know why people think tight ends are not an issue. They're an issue.
So instead of 10 wins, I'm probably going to go all the way down to 9.5. So we might have an overtime splitter. So I don't know.
This team, you're right now, you got questionable backup quarterback. And I'm at the point where he's still pressing. He's got nothing, but he had nothing last year. He still made something happen. You got decent backups at running back. I even like Carlos Washington Jr. You got nothing back up at wide receiver. Maybe one starter, 1.5 starters. You got nothing at tight end. No disrespect, but
I'm gonna make Poop Allen mad here, okay? But I'm all in now, Omar. Ring that phone and call Jonnu. That can make a big difference. I believe
it can make a big difference to this offense.
That is a reliable weapon, a big target for Malik, and that can make life even easier for Malik Washington and Caleb Douglas. I think that can add a win.
Ask the Steelers what Donnu Smith can do for you.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You've seen these tight ends. Unless Jonnu is like aged drastically within the last year and his body is broken down, he's better than all these guys in camp.
Do you think it's a possibility, being that, again, it was just a phone call, but they did call Stephon Diggs? Do you think it is a possibility they'll call Jonnu and see if he has any interest in coming back?
Yeah, because his agents is
Drew Rosenhaus.
Drew Rosenhaus.
So. You're gonna call a tight end. Call Darren Waller. And by the way, if you look, team, apparently there's a story. The story's out of Baltimore that Mark Andrews looked like he's done. The only, get this in the Baltimore news today related to the Dolphins. The only tight end right now that they have that they're even remotely happy with is Durham Smythe as a blocking tight end. And TD, I hate to break your heart, but the Ravens today placed on injured reserve quarterback Skylar Thompson.
Ooh.
IR Skylar? Okay. Uh-huh. Hopefully.
He's frozen or sad. I can't tell.
He's still in the Omar. y'all know how I feel about Malik. I've progressively warmed up to him. I think he has a potential to be good. He needs weapons now.
Are we gonna be stuck in that scenario where we're like, give him another year. Let's use the weapons and this and that. Or
weapons, yeah.
If we if
see enough, dog, absolutely. If you see enough, you can see enough to say that guy's got it.
Just add the weapons.
Even if he's got crappy weapons around him. And again, he does have Devon Achane. If we're going to keep pumping the tires of Caleb Douglas, then that's a good wide receiver, a good running back. The offensive line, and again, ideally it gets better. You're not going to have Tyrone. You're not going to have Tyreek, Waddle, the HM.
It's nothing personal. I think they need a better tight end. Mm. And I think they need some more wide receiver help. Like, I don't know if Tutu practiced. And I watched offense.
Yeah.
I saw Jalen Tolbert dragging his leg as usual. Like,
it's not an injury, by the way, because I asked him about the sleeve. The sleeve is a fashion statement, a reminder to himself of when he came back. He had an injury, like either right when he got to college, and then when he came back to make himself feel more comfortable, more confident in the stability of the leg, started wearing the sleeve, and he has kept it to this day in practice as a reminder of that time. That's what the compression sleeve is for, according to Jalen Tolbert.
Interesting.
If you read Miami Dolphins on SI.com, you would have read about that.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. So that means he's just average.
Is this a newsflash? He played 4 years in Dallas. He had one season with decent numbers. That's when they had no other wide receiver, and one of them got hurt. So he got an opportunity. And if you get an opportunity and you play enough, you're going to get 40 catches, whatever, by happenstance. And then after that, though, when they had a chance to go get a really good number two wide receiver, they didn't hesitate and they went and got George Pickens. It wasn't like, no, we got Jalen Tolbert already here. So mm-hmm. with all due respect.
Same thing with Tutu.
Yeah.
I mean.
They are what they are. I mean, they're not the future of this wide receiver core. The future of wide receiver core has to be the three draft picks.
I'm not confident that you have five receivers that belong on the 53-man roster right now.
You're not crazy.
And I'm not sure you got two tight ends that belong on a 53-man roster right now.
And Sullivan did say he wants to add more pieces. Now, obviously not. Doesn't necessarily mean this year, but he did mention when he was sitting down with Joe Rose that they want to build more around Malik now.
They should.
Next off season.
No, waiver wire now.
Yeah, but again, you're gonna be rummaging through other people's trash cans. That's what you're doing. That's.
Hey, sometimes I go to the thrift store and I find great hauls, okay? Those are things that people have given away.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And I think that right now, everybody wants vintage clothing.
I know. You know
where you find vintage clothing?
For every Zach Steeler, you're going to get 10 guys who are not going to pan out and not going to make one out of difference.
I agree with you, but there are also veterans out there, and I don't know who they are. Veterans out there like Jonnu Smith who are out of work, who don't want to do training camp. Well, this is the time you give them a call. See if they can get in shape. Rasul Douglas kind of saved your season last year. And he was in this situation.
Why, he kept them from going 7-10?
It might have been worse. They might have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse. we could have been drafted in the top five and there not be another quarterback in the draft.
Like, no, we could have gotten somebody. Yeah.
Sonny Styles. We could have got Sonny Styles.
How do you look today, by the way? Did you
know? Yeah. Okay. Wow. Pressed.
Well, no, not Sonny Styles, but Rasul Douglas.
Oh, I didn't even notice he practiced. I didn't. Well, maybe he was covering Tutu and Jalen Tolbert. I don't know. Like,
there you go.
I didn't. You know what? No point.
He got TD back. I was going to ask TD a question. don't know. I'm looking at the available free agent wide receivers. There's no one really.
Tyreek Hill.
Keenan Allen, Curtis Samuel.
Curtis Samuel, yeah.
Brandon Cooks.
The reality is,
Might be helpful.
Gabe Davis.
There's not a wide receiver they're going to even target out there. Let's just be honest. We just got to wait on Chris Bell to see if he can come in and bring a spark.
Waiver wire. Waiver wire. Give me something off the waiver wire.
Kayshon Boutte. There you go.
Boutte. Tight end wise, you got Janu, Taysom Hill, Zach Ertz, Darren Waller, Mercedes Lewis, Donald Parham.
What is he, 47 now?
37.
Okay. Mercedes Lewis is 42.
Okay, 42.
Jeez. Yeah, there's not, you know, like Omar keeps saying. That waiver wire, man.
I mean, we're in 2 weeks, teams are going to be waiving.
Yeah, look at the teams that have the depth, you know, the tight end depth that they're going to get rid of talent. And same thing with the wide receiver depth that they're going to get rid of talent and see if you can poach somebody.
Maybe we could trade some 2030 for guys on the waiver.
That's why I mentioned Boutte from New England, who's actually not a bad wide receiver, would make this team easily, who might not make the Patriots because they have a surplus of wide receivers.
Where it's true.
A little different.
I don't know.
The Eagles, by the way, have four quarterbacks. They have Jalen Hurts. Their backup is Andy Dalton. And they have Tanner McKee, who's a guy that a lot of teams around the league were high on. And they drafted Cole Payton this year. If Quinn Ewers doesn't pick up his game, I'm looking at the Eagles to see what they do at quarterback.
What are the Browns doing at quarterback as well? Don't they have like 40 quarterbacks?
They have four. You're going to get Dylan Gabriel?
Will they trade Sanders?
Yeah, they didn't draft Dylan Gabriel. Not that I want Dylan Gabriel, but this regime didn't draft Dylan Gabriel.
I'll take Taylen Green if they wind up waiving him.
Yeah, man. This is I've said this to you guys before. It's about 44 players that belong on a 53-man roster on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That means I got nine spots to waiver wire rummage.
Gonna be interesting.
A day after the cuts of 53, when they do put in the waiver claims by noon, which will be this year, like Monday, August 31st. That's gonna be a fun day.
I'm waiting for. And keep in mind, a lot of veterans that are, you know, teams want to avoid paying their guaranteed contract. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name any names, but, you know, when the teams that do that stuff where they're like, we'll bring you back week two so we can pay you week to week as opposed to guarantee your whole contract. But truthfully speaking, I don't think any of those players would want us because those guys don't get claimed. I don't think any of those players would choose this team as a free agent. So
unless they want to play and they have no other options.
Yes, unless they want to play and have like most of the people on this roster.
Hey, did we talk about the pick six? Because I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. So on the pick six, that's a good question. Malik was flushed out of the pocket, was forced to roll right, was trying to find Malik Washington, put the ball at a good place. Malik Washington just got bullied for the ball. And
my word again.
You know, and I said this on the Dolphins in Depth podcast that I do for the Miami Herald. Do you think Malik Washington can get off press? I'm just asking a question. I don't know the answer to this.
It's a very good question.
He's a free-flowing receiver. He needs free space and to operate within it.
Okay, so if I put him on the boundary and I put him at flanker, can he get off press?
In motion.
Okay, and another question, and I like Malik. Let's put that out there because everybody thinks I'll just be hating.
Why would anybody think that about you?
uh, All that gadget stuff Malik does.
Yeah.
Y'all know it ain't working, right?
In practice, we see limited results.
And it didn't work last year. Y'all know that, right?
For the most part, yeah.
So, and I like Malik. And I think he's the best, probably Caleb Douglas about taking that route running crown. Because he's always open. I don't know why. I don't know how. I have to watch him just for one practice to see
how he's doing. Just do it. He's an elite route runner. I said elite, Alan. He is an elite route runner, okay?
I literally have to watch him for a practice or a game to figure out how he's doing this because he's always open.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, he says he ain't got no drop issues, for the record.
Well, there were contested catches today. He held on all of them.
All right. Listen, props to you.
I'll forget about the three drops he's had in training camp.
Yeah, he said he only got one. He said he's only got one drop.
Okay, sure.
But my point back to Malik, and I like Malik. I think he's a good route runner. Gadget stuff, not working. Slot, it's okay. Boundary stuff as a starter opposite Caleb Douglas. Can he get off press? I don't know, you know.
All right, can we be honest here?
No.
The reason why Malik Washington is getting more attention is because Tolbert and Tutu isn't living up to what we hope they would be. Let's call it what it is.
That's an understatement. Yeah, I think he was always better than Tolbert.
Tolbert might have had more upside in this offense being a primary guy. This is your opportunity, and I don't feel like he's grabbing it.
Okay, that's fair. Tutu, I don't even know if he practiced half the time.
Was he practicing today?
I don't know.
I didn't.
No idea.
The recap, I didn't hear him catch or do anything. So
I'm being honest to God with y'all. I have no idea if Tutu practiced. No,
I didn't see him today at all. I didn't.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. So I can't tell you if he practiced or not. I have no idea. But that's like most of the 10 days. I really can't tell you if he practiced or not.
Well, not knowing is the problem because he needs to be noticed. Whether he practiced or not, that's the problem. He is supposed to be that guy that stepped into a role and be a weapon for this team.
With all the gadget plays that Malik runs, I would have Tutu run them and see how it looks. Because if he can't run gadget plays, what's he here for?
Tell me what indication we have he's going to be in the 53.
He's got $1 million guaranteed money, but somebody will pick it up. I'm not worried about that because somebody will pick it up.
And even if you have to flush a million, dude, they flushed what? They
flushed 48? Yes, I know.
No, 250 for Mark Gronowski when they cut him.
Who?
Mark Gronowski, quarterback.
No, let's focus on that 48.
Yeah, they flushed $48 million. I don't think they worried about one.
Yeah, I don't think it really phases them. Yeah, I'm looking at the recap. I don't see Tutu's name anywhere.
I'm being honest, and I'm not even trying to be funny. I don't even know if he practiced. I have no idea. I can tell you AJ Henning practiced. I can tell you Theo Weiss practiced. I can tell you I don't know if Donovan McCulley practiced. Taj, I can't tell you if he practiced. So. Yeah, somebody needs to, the bottom line, somebody needs to step up in the receiving core. Nobody's doing it.
Other than
that. Let's get to these donations. We've got 1,400 people in the stream. Hit that like button. Let's get the stream up there in likes. I think right now we are sitting at 372 likes. Let's get to at least 1,000 before the stream over.
That's great. I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
True Finn fan said, like I said, 2-15, maybe 4-13. Poop, you're the GOAT. I'm at 5 wins. That's where I have them. I'm still waiting to see anything to change it.
You 5 short, Doug.
Liar, you went down to, you went down a half a game.
You're 9.5. Ian said, I'm just here to hear the copium that TD is spinning after Tua. Sorry to force it. I mean, Malik threw that pick 6.
Boy, y'all ready to jump off a building because of a pick 6.
No, it wasn't a bad ball. It wasn't a bad ball. It was a duress ball. I think it was a third down, too. It was a duress ball. And the line didn't get you no help. Line didn't get you no help. You flushed out the pocket, and your receiver got bullied for the ball.
Yes, rest assured, Malik is still a lead, okay?
True Fin Fed said, where's that pick 6 crown, TD LMAO? Are we celebrating a possible pick 6 by our quarterback?
It wasn't a bad throw. It wasn't a bad play.
These are people with agendas. They want to see him fail for some strange reason, but it's okay.
I'd like to see Malik throw one or two bad picks. The rest of them tip balls or, you know, great plays by defensive players. And I'm not caping for Malik. He don't put the ball up there for grabs.
He added on, love Malik, but he'll be lucky to finish the season. Why?
Yeah.
He's not wishing it. He's just predicting doom.
Ian said, how did the rookies look? Heard Douglas look good. Did Jacob Rodriguez look good? How did Keaton Proctor look?
Jacob Rodriguez was active. I would have liked to see more plays, but he was around the football a lot. Again, we sent blitzes, and they made us pay for him, and he was involved on quite a few of those blitzes. And they would find guys right over the middle in the vacant area that they left, so it's a more schematic thing early in practice. But he was flying around. He was making it. He made a few plays, but nothing to write home about today.
It's funny that you said that they were blitzing, and I have to take your word for it because I didn't see defense that much. Because Halfley said before the game, practice, it was going to be vanilla base. We're just going to see what guys could do.
Correction. The first 2 sessions, they were blitzing. They didn't blitz anymore until that 45-second in the game circumstance. Remember early they blitz? Like right when Jaden Daniels was hitting them little quick 5-yarders? Mm-hmm. They didn't blitz anymore, and they actually were playing good coverage where Jaden Daniels had to look, nothing, flush out, then find somebody. So the blitzing actually was a hurtful thing for us early.
You know what? And I'm going to say this about if Malik Willis can play like Jaden Daniels, oh, you got something. That kid is good.
Yeah.
That kid is good. Yeah. Like, really good.
Did he speechless? I mean.
No, look what he has to operate with, though, too.
Oh, come on.
No, it's not what he has to operate
with. Regardless, come on, man.
He throws the ball in places only his receiver can get.
But that's what Malik's been doing in camp.
You're gonna tell me Malik Willis has looked in camp like Jaden Daniels? Simadana.
Probably better. I'm just joking. But to me, that's potentially his ceiling, though. Sure. As a player.
We're not there yet.
We close. Don't worry.
Frankie with the donation said, can Miami add Taysom Hill? He's a free agent and had history with Green Bay before.
History is they have a Green Bay. Played with New Orleans the whole time. I'm not a fan of Taysom Hill. And don't you want to talk about a gadget player? I mean, that's what he is. I mean, he's a tough dude, and he worked for what they were doing in New Orleans. I don't like it personally.
Mr. 305 says, I don't care if he has it. Excuses are over. If he doesn't produce 5 wins, you can get Arch. You get him.
You're not getting Arch. Somebody.
And it's not all about him either. He doesn't produce 5 wins.
I think people, like, when our GM said this is like Malik's rookie season, people need to stop saying, well, yeah, no, it's not. There is no excuse. Hold on. Do you realize this is the first training camp in which he is getting reps with the ones in his entire career?
his entire career. Never got reps with the ones.
He competed with Willis. Will Levis.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. There's a consistent theme that these guys are parroting out, that this is Malik Willis's rookie season. And I've heard that going before we even had the draft. And I do buy it. You can, if he were coming out in the draft right now, he'd be a top 15 pick and talent wise. And we got to be patient with him and let him cut his teeth and learn and experience the growing pains.
Can we not pretend that even though it's his first year with the ones as a full-time starter, he's been in the league 4 years. So no, he's not a rookie. Sorry.
Yeah, but I think the message that people need to understand is our general manager and head coach is basically telling all of us he would have to be disastrous for him not to be the starting quarterback next year.
No, that's not true. I don't think that's what
happened. I think so because given what's around him, if he's above average, I think they feel good about moving forward, continuing.
It's the GM's job, and that's what I don't like when people say what's around him is a little mediocre. It is. It is. It's the GM's job to put better talent around him. You knew what this receiving core looked like. You knew what that tight end room looked like. And he's got nothing to work with right now. He's got two weapons to work with.
The GM ain't got nothing to work with either. $48 million.
When they made the decision to reset the salary cap, they were left with very little operating room, especially until they got all the contract extensions done with, by the way, I don't know if you guys have heard, but Brewer, Brooks, and Achan, John Eric Sullivan considers them the three pillars of the foundation of the Dolphins. Did you guys hear that?
Brand new. No, never heard that before.
Anyway, but they needed the maneuverability to be able to get those extensions done, which means they couldn't go out and add a lot of big name talent to the offensive arsenal.
Listen, and I know y'all not Stephon Diggs fans, and y'all know I'm a Stephon Diggs fan. You would have added him to this roster, not to say that he can handle Miami, because like it would be. It would be crazy. We would be on boats every weekend. But
13 wins.
he needs a primary weapon. Malik needs a primary weapon. And like I could look at like Stephon Diggs today. I'm not a fantasy person, but if you haven't had your fantasy draft yet, put him back. Put him. Go and get you some Stephon Diggs.
He was cooking in one-on-ones, boy. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's what I watched. Stephon Diggs.
One-on-ones against covering. First of all, covering half the field against the Dolphin cornerbacks, who are an average lot to begin with, minus their two best cornerbacks.
Hey!
Malik was cooking in 7-on-7s.
I can't testify to that because I didn't see
he was cooking. I mean, I think he threw like six touchdowns in 7-on-7.
I had a lot of touchdowns, so I, you know, props to him. I wish it was like Chicago where I could watch both practices so both fields at the same time, but you can't. So, yeah.
Oh crap, I'm late for my flight. I gotta go, y'all.
All right.
He was supposed to leave like 5 minutes ago, I think.
We'll be back in the same place on Friday for our next episode or Saturday, whenever we do it.
JJ said, call Keenan Allen, Jonnu Smith, and Kenny Moore the second.
No, let's not do that whole, let's get a bunch of old guys.
But you want Jonnu Smith, though.
Yeah. I do because I think a tight end is a young quarterback's best friend. Tight end is a safety valve. Tight end is a, you know, other than the check down. I mean, how many check downs are you going to throw to Devon Achane?
Did Dulcich practice today?
Yes, he did.
Did he catch passes? You can't even remember, right?
Nope. Nothing. Nothing from any tight end.
No B said, I don't get really nervous until Omar starts to break out the booty cheeks comments.
They weren't booty cheeks today. They I really liked what I saw from that practice today. I really did enjoy it. It sets an interesting tempo. They went into the practice wanting to be physical. I could tell you they didn't get bullied. They didn't win, but they didn't get bullied.
Joe Bro, been a member for 14 months. We appreciate you, bud.
Jonas Brothers. That's what it was, Joe Bro.
Ian said, Omar, please never say so and so save this season when they went 7-10 last year. Would have been much better to have gone 4-13.
Ian's my dude. That's right. You got me, Ian.
Okay.
Ben Gregory said, look at the O-line free agents now. Give me Mekhi Becton. Your thoughts on O-line availability for depth.
You ever wonder why nobody signed him yet?
Did what? He was decent in Philly.
He had one good year in Philly. He went to
the Chargers, right?
He was with the Chargers.
Then he went to the Chargers.
He was ass.
Like Viper said, man, talk about Caleb Douglas. What he looked like, Omar specifically.
Open. And I have to dedicate next week to figuring out how he gets open on time. I do. Like, he's open. I don't know why, but he's open.
Do you think it's because people are underestimating him, or do you think
I have no idea what he's doing, but he's always open. I'm being dead serious with you. I have no idea what he's doing, but he's always open.
Josh Wright with the tenor says, I haven't heard anything negative about Jonah today. Am I missing something? Did you see him maybe making a Patrick Paul leap? And he said, Ben Gregory, get me a beer.
I can't tell you who was standing. Because of the viewpoint that I had, which is field level, you're watching. I'm basically blocked. 6'6", 300-pound guys are blocking the trenches, so I don't have an overhead view of what's going on in the trenches. So I couldn't tell you who was losing, who was doing well, who was struggling. All I could see was when somebody gets in the backfield and flushes Malik out, or if somebody breaks and gets to Malik and then it's a sack. You can't see what's going on in there because you're watching it from field level.
And this brings back the point, in terms of being able to view practice, not many facilities, if any, beat the Baptist Health Training Company.
You know what? I got to give Ann and Tom Garfinkel and all of the people who have created the environment that we have in the Dolphins a ton of credit, because it is first class in every regard, even right down to the big ass fans.
I was going to say, just when you thought like, oh, look at these bleachers, you got the canopy over the bleachers, and you got a great view. They're like, hey, guess what? We're going to put fans for you guys. And
I mean, next is going to be air conditioners. They would air condition the practice.
And this year they added video screens.
Video screens. Next year, they're going to have live practice on the video screen. Remote controls can take the screen.
Right? Or remote control so you can watch whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go. But to answer the question about Jonah, I'm going back through both of your guys' recaps. Even in one-on-ones, it was a lot of Proctor, Paul, Heck, Mayer, Jackson that were getting like beat and stuff. I didn't really see much Jonah, which, again, doesn't really say good or bad. It's just his name didn't really come up. So better not to hear his name.
My rule has always been, if I don't think about or mention an offensive lineman, he's playing well. And I haven't had a reason to mention Jonah.
Like I said, maybe about a month ago, if he can go from being the worst guard in the NFL to solid, like mid-tier guard, it's growth. And I'll take that. I'll take that any day. Phil Jones with a big $50 donation. Would be hilarious if you did a role swap episode. Omar can have all the optimism, hopium that TD has. TD can be pessimistic, and I'll believe it when I see it. Like Omar, Doug could be brainiac like Poop, and Poop could say players' names wrong.
If the players' names wrong, what you did? You missed your flight? What's going on?
They say Tua holding up the runway, man.
You didn't miss it, though. You're good still?
No, man. I'm an hour delayed.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
It's my son's birthday today.
Oh,
well, shout out. I was trying to make it in time to be able to.
What are you watching a practice for on your son's birthday?
Because the people that subscribe to my channel sent me here. Amen. It's work.
Amen.
They paid for it, so hey.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you watch what you watch, because I'm out there flying blind. And it's funny, a commenter just said, your positivity, I mean, your negativity today was refreshing.
My negativity?
Yeah.
I wasn't negative. I'm just always honest and truthful. That's all. It's 9.5 wins this year, y'all. Get used to it. Like,
he just did a double negative. He said, I wasn't negative.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, though. I am tired of being right all the time.
Cody said, so Tua's going to light us up when we practice versus Atlanta. There is no joint practice with Atlanta, just the Giants. Joint practice,
boo. Oh, Tua got named the starter today.
Did he?
He's going to be starting for Atlanta.
What a surprise.
Yeah, the coach came out and said, hey, our starter for half the season is 10 preseason games,
too. Oh, preseason.
Just the preseason game, yeah. He's going to start.
Tua's going to start. Tua's going to start. Tua's going to start over there. I think he's a better quarterback than
you can't watch him practice and not fall in love. You can't. Except for Poupard, unless you're Poupard.
Aaron said, which is more likely, a vet corner or wide receiver? Also, how many games to give Malik to see if he's legit or not? Who has more touchdowns, Malik or Tua?
We're on like our third veteran wide receiver added. I mean, third veteran cornerback added. So
probably wide receiver after today.
No. Still, you got cornerback issues, bro.
How many games to see? Mid-season for me. Give me 8.
6.
How many games if
to see if he's legit or not? Like, how many games are you going to give Malik?
He gets the whole season.
Y'all don't already know?
So he gets the whole season. There is nothing to see other than Malik.
And then who has more touchdowns, Malik or Tua? If you're talking all together.
That's an offensive question.
Malik is going to get at least 6 rushing touchdowns, at least.
Come on. You know,
he'll be running for his life. Hey,
you know what the answer is, Doug. You know what the answer is.
Assuming to a
finish. I don't know if he was going to play full season, so I can't really answer that.
All right, maybe you don't know what the answer is.
I think he was going to do well in this season early.
Yeah,
on. I think
he's just going to play. Frankie again said, how did Miami look in 7-on-7s for the first time today?
Malik was cooking them. I'm telling y'all, yours had some nice throws, but Malik, they just kept finding the end zone. But it's A-Chain. He keeps throwing it to A-Chain over the middle for them quick dump downs. Like, A-Chain would come out and come back across and just easy. It's like easy work, but he was firing over the middle all 7-on. And that was the first time we were ever doing 7-on-7s. They were actually connecting quite a bit in the red zone.
Glenn said, got to stop this Archie talk. We don't know if he will come out next year. He can do another year and get paid. But will he get paid as much as the number one overall quarterback or number one overall pick? Because this is his third year technically playing. He played 10 games in 2024. He played 13 last year. It's his fourth year, but his third, I guess, starting.
I don't know if he's that dope, though.
It's the name. I mean, everybody's living off the name.
Though. Yeah, it's a brand. Yeah. It's like Sony and Apple. It's a brand.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Peyton's son playing football right now, too?
Yep.
Zach said, are they holding out on Chris Bell to be that wide receiver number one? They're hoping.
They're being patient.
Which, as they should be. Don't rush them. True Finn fan again said, Omar, you always knew you have 38% salary cap.
Well, I don't understand.
You also knew you have
30. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, he's talking about, because you keep talking about they should have given Malik Willis better receivers and all that. They had 38% salary cap.
Whatever. You got how many million in cap space you got now?
16, I think.
Huh?
roughly or in that area.
Yeah. What's your excuse now? Go get Jonnu Smith for $4 million. Three and a half.
And Darren Waller. Go get both of them.
Not that they would hold up physically, but you give you give Malik Willis, Darren Waller, and Jonnu Smith.
I'm with you.
And then you cut the two draft picks you just made in April because you have no room for him.
Which two draft
picks? No, you get rid of Ben Sims. He's hurt. Get him out of here.
Bro, these tight ends.
Allen always a party pooper, man.
I know this team is not interested in adding veterans, but you got nothing there, tight end. There's nothing there. And I you know,
they're thinking they do. Obviously, they're thinking Dulcich is going to be decent. What? While a bunch of the media members were pumping Greg Dulcich's tires like nobody's business, I was like, can we simmer down a little bit? But now all of a sudden he's complete trash. Can he be somewhere?
I didn't say he's complete trash.
You're saying they have nothing at tight end, so you're saying he's nothing.
Okay, Malik needs a tight end. Does he have one?
And I'm saying right now, Greg Dulcich is just as good as Jonnu Smith.
Finlinium said no more use of the word elite and get off my lawn, Judge E. Bastard.
Judge. Love that. I see you.
He feels you.
Dana said Malik is 27. If he's not a top 16 quarterback this season, move on. We can't wait till he pushes 30 to be good.
Let me ask you a question. Was Drake May a top 16 quarterback 2 years ago?
Nope.
Oh, dude, you could tell he had the tools. Mike,
No. You could tell he had the tools, but was he a top 16 quarterback?
In terms of talent, absolutely.
Production, nope.
Well, yeah.
Top team around him.
I see exactly what he's saying. Yeah.
But you could tell immediately he's going to be a dude.
Yeah, like Malik is, yeah.
If you don't show it, go get one. Shadow Fate said Tua won't play enough games to beat Malik's and touchdowns. I agree with that.
Well, if Malik running like he was today, then I am worried about his safety.
And then Frankie said Omar, best gentleman club in Washington.
Frankie, I don't do gentleman's club on the road because every city has different rules. I personally don't like, I'm not a pasties guy. I don't like the clubs that have you kind of keep on your bottoms. So only city that I will do strip clubs in is Houston, my friend.
We're gonna get out of here.
any sort of dolphin question?
Go check out Omar Kelly on the Miami Herald, Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI, TD Finstalk, youtube.com/TD Finstalk, and Roundtable Sports. You can check me out at youtube.com/DougLeeDoWrong. We will see you guys. I think the boys will be live Saturday after the preseason game. It is my dad's birthday, so I will not be able to make it. But they will chat and let you guys know how the preseason game went. So other than that, we will see you Saturday. Peace out.